Merry Christmas. After a long Advent season, it feels good to finally be able to say that for real. And it is Christmas, I assure you. Even if you came to church this morning expecting to hear about shepherds and angels and find yourself wondering what happened. This morning, our gospel reading does not mention any of the things we usually associate with the Christmas story. There are no wise men bearing gifts, no donkeys, no star in the sky. There's no manger, no description of Bethlehem. Mary, Joseph, and even Jesus are not mentioned, at least by name. No, the writer of the Gospel of John is up to something else. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our gospel today is the Christmas story, but John takes a nativity scene that is familiar to us, just as it would have been very familiar to his readers, and begins to describe it in a new way. It's the Christmas story as the first story, the very first story, God's creation of the world. Christmas as found in the opening verses of all of Scripture, with God's simple and profound word spoken into nothingness. Let there be light. Near to where I grew up as a child, there was a system of limestone caves over in the neighboring town. I call them mystery caves. When I was 8, my class went on a school field trip to take a tour. We walked down the wet and narrow passageways into deeper and deeper sections of the cave. Along the walls, electric lanterns illuminated our path ahead. Eventually, our tour guide led us into a spacious room in many layers and levels below the surface and had us sit down. Here she explained the safety rules of cave exploration to us and why one should never do anything in a cave without bringing along a backup light. To reinforce her lesson, she then flipped a switch and turned off all the electric lights on the cave walls, plunging us into the deepest darkness any of us had ever experienced. It was a darkness that was total and complete. Our eyes did not and could not adjust to it because there was nothing to adjust to. There was no light whatsoever. In that moment, I viscerally felt how hopeless it would be to try and find my way out of the cave without the guide. After a few minutes, our guide, perhaps getting into the drama of the moment, proclaimed, "Let there be light." And she struck a match. And in an instant, everything was awash in a warm and vibrant glow. The light from that small match lit up everything, from the floor to the ceiling. The flame's light shined in the darkness, illuminating all of us. And the darkness, as deep and powerful as it was, did not overcome it. I understood then why light has always been such a powerful symbol for the presence and power of Christ. The true light, John writes, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Today at Christmas, we celebrate the light of creation, the life of creation, as it enters into our lives in a new and unexpected way. The word of life that God spoke into nothingness and abyss comes to us as the word made flesh in Christ Jesus. Jesus, God's own voice, is one able to enter into relationship with us, speaking God's radical and audacious word of love to us in clear and eloquent phrases. It's also important we take a moment to take the notion of God's creative entrance into nothingness and abyss seriously. The Christ child comes not into an idyllic farm scene, as our carols might sometimes have us imagine, but into the real world, our world, full of pain, sorrow, and evil at times. We find ourselves in a world where social expectations often ask us to mask unpleasant emotions or truths during the Christmas season, whether they be the loss of loved ones, financial trouble, illness, or simply the stress of the season. But the manger itself was a site of squalor, and the terror of Herod looms in the foreground. Only by first acknowledging this can we find true hope and true joy in the fact that the creative light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. John declares that what happens on Christmas in the unremarkable town of Bethlehem is consistent with what God has always been about. It is what God has always been up to. God has always been about creation. God has always been about speaking a loving word into nothingness and bringing forth truth and life and light. This is the same God who separated day from night. The same God who called Abraham out of Canaan. The God who rescued the Israelites from Egypt and made David, a poor shepherd boy, a mighty king. And now today, in Jesus, we find God's declaration of life in its fullest. God comes to us, fully alive, fully human, to participate with us in our lives completely. From infancy to the grave, God comes in a way we can understand, in a way we can hear and taste and touch. And Jesus, the Word of God, the voice of God, the life of light, calls us to come and see. Come and see as he turns water into wine. Come and see as he brings sight to the blind and heals the sick. Come and see as he raises the dead to life. At the start of the Reformation, one of the things that got Martin Luther into trouble with the authorities of his day was his insistence that God does not search for things to love in the world. Rather, Luther stated, God creates what God loves out of nothing. In other words, Luther maintained that we are not loved by God based on status or what we do. We do not earn God's love because we are nice enough, or smart enough, or beautiful enough. We are loved by God because he has declared us and created us to be lovable. We are loved because God shines on us. We are loved because God speaks a word and creates us anew. This creative word that God speaks takes on human form today as Jesus. This is the gift of Christmas. Through Christ, God shines God's creative light on us, illuminates us, and makes us new. Like sudden light in a dark cave, we are made to reflect a light that darkness cannot overcome. Today we mark a miraculous birth. But in a sense, we are also celebrating our own birth. Through Christ, we are claimed. We are created to be children of God. Children born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. All because the Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. Amen.